The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. Alexander the Great is known as the first statesman and soldier who believed the end justified the means. He wanted world peace under his country's flag and lived and died waging cruel wars to get it. Yet he admired brain more than brawn and said when he met the wise Diogenes, "Were I not Alexander, I would wish to be Diogenes." That is the mystery, the heart and soul of this Comte's man we'll get to know better in the next hour.
Alexander, what would you say if I married again?
But, Father, you are married.
Oh, I know that Olympias is my queen, but that has nothing to do with the God-given right of a king to marry as often as he pleases.
Who is she?
The girl I wish to marry.
She's a girl, not a woman?
She's 17.
But, Father, you're 51, three times her age. What's her name?
Cleopatra.
Our mystery drama, Assassination, Part 2 of The Legend of Alexander, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Gerald Keane and stars Russell Horton. I'll be back shortly with Act 1. Picture a time when all your friends and allies are being picked off one by one by an army that seems invincible. You are an Athenian. Your turn might be next, for you are soft and life is easy. You let others go to war for you, hire soldiers to die for you. The great statesman Demosthenes tries to wake you up. Your enemy, he warns, is Philip of Macedon. You take your seat in the Athenian assembly. Demosthenes is about to speak.
Men of Athens, I read you a letter just received. It begins, Philip, king of Macedon, to the people of Athens, help.
Ha! He wishes us help!
Know ye, he says, that we have passed the Straits of Thermopylae. Those who have presumed to resist our force, we have taken by assault, reduced the inhabitants to slavery, and raised their habitations to the ground. The letter continues.
You call this a letter? Fellow senators, I beg you to hear me.
I have not yet finished.
A letter, Demosthenes calls it. This Philip is drawing a diagram of death.
I agree, Jason. He has drawn his saber and is rattling it. But what is our answer?
Must we reply to this?
Yes, but how? By word, Jason? Or by deeds?
Can't we make peace with Philip without going to war?
Aye, aye.
How little you know him, men of Athens. How many of you have ever seen Philip of Macedon? This is a king with all the decorations of war. One eye torn out, his neck dislocated, pierced in his arm, maimed in his leg. Freely, cheerfully, resigning any part of his body for renown, glory, power, and empire. Do you think he will be put off by appeasement?
How far from Athens is Philip now? Do we have time?
The time is now, Jason. Not a day to be wasted. This king, this Philip, this twin-headed Hydra rampages through Greece. Is there a Hercules among us to slay the serpent?
Twin-headed, you say?
King Philip has a son, Alexander, whose saber draws as much blood as his father's. Some say it is Alexander we should beware. Senators, I call upon you to act. Defend Athens, act now. Or bid our city and all the free democratic city-states of Greece farewell forever.
Demosthenes.
Huh?
I disturb you. I apologize.
No, not at all, Jason.
I must have dozed off. I'm getting old. Every time I address the assembly, it tires me more. So I come here to the chambers and lie down. Well, why are you here then, Jason?
You have two visitors.
No, I can't see anyone.
Demosthenes.
Well, that's a familiar voice. Who is it? Step forward. There are two of you.
Demosthenes, it is King Philip of Macedon and his son, Prince Alexander.
You, Senator. Here, take our hoods and capes. There. Now, do you know us, Demosthenes?
Well, an unexpected pleasure, King Philip.
You haven't met our son, Alexander.
His reputation for strength and courage precedes him.
Thank you, Demosthenes. Word of your silver tongue has reached me.
I'm gratified. You come from Pella?
Directly. Alone, unarmed, with an offering of peace.
Really? On what terms?
Yours is the most powerful voice in Athens, and our son said to us, Alexander, how did you say it?
A man who speaks well listens well.
King Philip, why do you bother to come here? Are you playing a game with me? You threaten the very existence of every free city-state within Greece, and yet you come here boldly offering peace?
This Demosthenes hears well, Father, but he doesn't seem to grasp what he hears.
We heard you speak this afternoon, Demosthenes.
You were there, in our assembly?
My son and I stood at the back of the visitors' gallery.
And no one saw you?
No one recognized us.
Your speech fell on deaf ears, Demosthenes. I looked about me at those complacent Athenians. I felt sorry for poor Greece. Once so noble and stoic, now so fat and flabby from too much food and wine, and I thought, what a shame. These Greeks have lost their self-respect. They've lost everything.
Except our passionate love of democracy.
We believe in it also.
You, a king?
To enjoy democracy, one must defend it. You waste your breath, Demosthenes, urging the Greek states to unite against us. We're not the enemy. Persia is the enemy. So give ear to what we propose. Tell the Senate to acknowledge ourselves as their military general and protector.
Or?
We haven't come to that yet.
You threaten us, then.
Don't you understand? Persia is the enemy. Now do as my father says. Put the offer to your Senate. Let them vote. Make them vote. We can defend you. Be your partners if you will be ours.
And when must we decide?
Alexander, I leave the details to you.
3 days. That is all the time we grant you.
Good. That's settled.
3 days? Your Majesty, you're permitting such an ultimatum from this boy?
This boy, as you call him, will one day rule the world.
Yes, Father.
I need you.
Captain, take over drilling the men. Now, I want this phalanx to execute turns until they move as one machine. What is it, Father?
Have you seen General Attalus?
Not since the day before yesterday. No word yet from Athens?
Don't change the subject. You know more about the general than you're telling me. Where is he?
General Attalus had an attack of some kind. An ailment, a weakness. He didn't want you to know. He's gone to his home in the city.
There's something wrong here. Attalus hasn't had a sick day in his life. He lives alone. His wife passed away years ago. If he's ill, who's taking care of him? Alexander returned to drilling your men.
Yes, Father?
Attalus had better be very sick indeed, or I'll give him something to be sick about.
Oh, will you really, Father? He commands the front ranks.
He may do so today, but you, Alexander, may be their commander tomorrow. Let me in.
Who are you?
Is this the house of Attalus, General to Philip of Macedon?
Yes, it is. There is sickness in this house. Please go away.
Let me in, I say.
you are. My uncle is ill, and any sounds disturb him. They are bad for him.
Yes. Go on.
Oh, Your Majesty, you are King Philip himself.
I am.
Please forgive me, Your Majesty. I didn't know.
You were explaining about your uncle's illness.
Oh, well, there is nothing you could do, Your Majesty, that would... I mean, Your Majesty, if I had known it was you... A thousand pardons, I beg you, Your Majesty.
Young lady, get up from your knees. You have nothing to fear from me. Certainly in your 20s, aren't you?
I'm 17.
I see. And the general is your uncle. How is he?
I don't know what it is. When he came home, I made him lie down, and I won't let him get up until the fever passes. You're not angry with me, are you?
Well, for trying to protect your uncle. You're an extremely beautiful girl. How could we be angry with beauty? What is your name?
Cleopatra.
Cleopatra. Bring me to your uncle, my dear.
Hail, Alexander, Prince of Macedon.
Hail, Jason, Senator of Athens. I was expecting you, Senator. Welcome to Macedonia.
About that proposal of your father, the king's. Athens has decided not to cast its lot with Philip of Macedon against Darius of Persia. We will make peace with him and be neutral.
Peace? With Darius? You must all be mad in Athens.
Prince Alexander, our assembly cannot ally itself with absolute monarchy. I'm sorry.
Athens will be sorrier still. I advise you to return home with all speed, Senator Jason, and inform your people our offer of friendship is withdrawn. He who is not Alexander's friend is his enemy. Father, you're not listening to what I'm saying.
Of course I'm listening, Alexander.
So, I told the emissary our offer of friendship and protection was withdrawn. That our kindness and patience was at an end. And that... Father, you are not listening.
Alexander, what would you say if I married again?
Well, you are married.
Oh, I know that. Olympias is my queen, your mother. But that has nothing to do with the God-given right of a monarch to marry as often as he pleases. Olympias knows that.
Who is she?
The girl I wish to marry.
She's a girl, not a woman?
She's 17. Her name is Cleopatra.
Father, you're 51, three times her age.
I am not three times her age. She will shortly be 18. 18 and 18 makes 36. Add 15 very short years, and she is 51. Too old for any man. My mind is made up. I'm going to marry her. Now, I'd like some wine brought here to my tent. I'm very thirsty.
Yes, Father.
And Alexander, son, Cleopatra's a lovely girl. I'm not making a mistake.
I hope Mother agrees with you.
This has nothing to do with your mother. She will always be the queen. Now, go along. Have the wine brought. I want you to join me in wishing this new alliance all success.
To us in this century, that an ancient king could marry as often as he wished may seem strange. But 2,300 years ago, life was different. One quick note before I step aside. The name Cleopatra was not uncommon in those days, and therefore this Cleopatra is not to be confused with the last queen of Egypt who lived 250 years later than our story. I shall be back shortly with Act Two. Philip of Macedon has a 19-year-old son who, before this hour runs out, will come into his own and be known as Alexander the Great. In Alexander's future lies the conquest of Persia and the foundations of a new world of Hellenistic kingdoms. However, in his present is a father who has fought and won countless battles, except that of his heart, which he has just lost to 17-year-old Cleopatra, a girl far from happy at the prospect of marrying a king.
And then the king said, Cleopatra, you will marry me. What are we going to do?
King Philip had never seen you before?
Never. I had seen him, though, from our balcony. You remember, you were with me. That parade when he returned with the army from Corinth. Oh, I don't want to marry him. I don't want to marry anyone but you.
Cleopatra, please try to calm yourself.
Oh, how can I be calm when all my dreams, all our dreams have disappeared? Just as the moon does when the sun rises. The king is going to marry me. Oh, Pisani, I'm 17 and he is 51. I'd be a better bride for Alexander, his son.
You'd be a better bride for me.
Oh, I know that. And I'm betrothed to you. Oh, Pisani, my heart is breaking. Why did he have to come that day? I was taking care of Uncle Attalus. We shouldn't have kept our feelings a secret, you and I. I told you it was wrong. We had nothing to be ashamed of. We were going to be married when I was 19.
We kept it a secret because I'm Queen Olympia's cousin. And we were afraid she might cast a bad spell on us with her snakes.
Is she a jealous woman?
What? Who?
Your cousin, the queen. If she is, perhaps she could prevent this marriage.
Oh, a king can marry as many women as he chooses. You know that.
Oh, I know. Oh, but why did he have to choose me?
What? You give me an idea, Cleopatra. Look, it's common knowledge at court that Queen Olympia says Alexander is not her son by King Philip.
Uh-huh.
She says that one night she was struck by a thunderbolt and Zeus came to her. And that it's Zeus who's the true father of Alexander. That would explain why the king...
Oh. No. No, he wouldn't. With me?
Yes, that might be the reason he's marrying you. To produce a true offspring, you and he. I can't bear to think of it.
Darling, we must think clearly. There must be a way.
Oh, he could escape, run away. Yes, that's what we'll do.
But where?
Darling, trust me. The more I think about it, the more I know it isn't right for one man to have so much power over so many people's lives.
Everyone here in Macedonia believes Philip is great and good. To me, he is a tyrant and bad.
Yes, a tyrant. Cleopatra, I must go now. But I'll find a way for us both to be free of that tyrant. Believe in me.
Father, what's happened to our plans? For us, it was necessary to keep Athens neutral and have her army join ours. Then we were going to teach her a lesson, but suddenly no one can talk to you. Plan the invasion. Set a date.
Alexander, first I will be married to Cleopatra.
Oh, the girl will wait. Have you told her?
Certainly.
Given her a date?
She leaves that to me.
Well, if we're to have a state and royal wedding, that has to be planned too.
I want you to attend to it, Alexander.
But what about Athens?
I'm not so sure going to war at my time of life is what I want to do. Frighten the Athenians, yes. As for going on and conquering Persia, I may leave all that to you, Alexander. I'm getting tired of sleeping in tents, riding day in and day out, hundreds of miles on horseback, engaging the enemy at close quarters. I've lost an eye and a foot and an arm.
I'm disappointed in you, Father. What do I tell 10,000 troops who are trained and itching for battle? Sorry, my father's marrying a girl as old as your daughters or your granddaughters?
That bothers you, doesn't it?
Why does this marriage have to happen in such a hurry? A week ago, you didn't even know Attalus had a 17-year-old niece.
Will you stop harping on her age? I want the biggest celebration Macedonia has ever known. All the entertainment, food, and wine that gold can buy.
Oh, you would, Father. Shall I invite Demosthenes to come and make a speech of blessing?
If you think it appropriate, but I don't think the old man would ever leave Athens.
You! You there in the center of the marketplace. You, carpenter.
Philotas, at your service.
Are you the chief carpenter?
I've been chief carpenter here in Athens for 50 years.
You know who I am?
Yes. You are Demosthenes, the voice of the people.
Carpenter, stop that hammering so I can hear myself speak.
Cannot stop for long. The Macedonians are advancing.
No. Where did you hear that?
Surely you must know King Philip has threatened to attack Athens.
It's only a threat. I wish it were true.
You do?
It'd wake up the Athenians.
They say this Philip of Macedon is mad.
I want to know what you're building here in the marketplace. Who gave orders to tear down all the sheep pens?
I didn't need any orders. I needed the wood to build a beacon.
A beacon on this spot? Right in the middle of Athens?
My idea. Those who live outside the city, they won't know we're being attacked. When the Macedonians arrive, I set a torch to this, and the flames will be seen for miles. The people must be warned. And I say to all of you gathered here at my wedding, without a good woman at his side, what is a man, eh? Will anyone deny that?
Mother?
Yes, son?
Mother, I think it's courageous of you to be here at Father's wedding.
Courageous? It is the custom. She's very pretty. Very young.
She's too young.
The poor little thing seems dazed.
I wish I were anywhere on earth but here right now.
Olympias, my very own queen. You're strangely silent tonight.
You're doing all the talking, Father.
Well, it's my wedding, isn't it? Alexander, why do you keep calling me Father?
Because I always have.
Hasn't your mother told you your true father was Zeus?
Father, I don't think this is the time or the place.
How can you succeed me if I'm not your father?
If you don't stop this, I shall take the queen and leave your cursed wedding.
I'm sorry, very sorry. I meant no harm, Olympias. Come, come, all of you, raise your cup with me. Tell us, Alexander, Olympias, my own sweet queen, lift your wine and drink with me to Cleopatra.
Cleopatra!
Drink up, Olympias.
Father, you ask too much. You have no respect. You cannot speak to my mother like that.
Oh, I, Philip, King of Macedon, propose a toast to my new, lovely wife, niece of General Attalus, my bride, Cleopatra.
Drink up.
Quiet, everybody, now, quiet. Attalus wishes to speak.
Let us implore the gods that Cleopatra will give Philip a lawful successor to the kingdom. I raise my cup to that.
You villain! To say such a thing, I throw my cup at your head.
Alexander, how dare you? You throw no wine cup at Attalus.
I don't care who he is. He insulted the queen.
Attalus may say what he likes.
I am the lawful successor to the throne of Macedonia, no matter how many sons Cleopatra may give you. The old general is a drunken fool. And, Father, you are not too far behind him.
Alexander, take care. My sword is sharp.
But my words have stung you.
Don't try my patience. This sword draws blood.
Ooh, come over here to me, Father. Show me how it draws blood.
By my beard, I'll run you through for the honor of Cleopatra.
By all means, Father, let us do something for the honor of Cleopatra.
Alexander, be careful.
Don't worry, Mother.
Your father doesn't know what he's doing. He's coming at you. His sword drawn.
I'm waiting, Father.
He's fallen to the ground.
Yes. One toast too many.
Help me up, someone.
Look! You, All of you. Look at this man, my father, the king, lying on the floor, unable to rise. A man who prepares to move across continents from Europe to Asia, and yet unable to cross from one side of this room to another.
Mother, give me your hand. We're leaving. I've had enough of this marriage of an old man and a child bride. The spectacle disgusts me.
Nothing would ever be the same between Alexander and his father again. His mother had received the most terrible insult of those days. The shame of it could never be set right. Alexander left Macedonia and went to live with his mother in Epirus. Very soon now, King Philip would learn how much he needed his son at his side. I shall return shortly with Act 3. Intrigue filled the ensuing months. On one side, Alexander, living in his mother's house, yet restless for action. On the other, Cleopatra, trying to make the best of an unhappy marriage. In the middle, King Philip, gearing up for campaigns against Asia and trying to placate two wives.
You sent for me, Mother?
What I dreaded has happened. She's done it.
Who has done what, Mother?
That little vixen, that baby wife of your father's. Cleopatra has given birth to a boy. A boy, mind you. A boy.
Now, it doesn't mean what you think.
Oh, doesn't it?
I don't believe Father has any intention of disinheriting me. He needs me. The men I trained with still call themselves friends of Alexander. Every day I get word, when am I coming back? When will I lead a phalanx, a cavalry charge, move into battle? They're tired of aimless drilling and rehearsing for a battle that doesn't begin.
That has nothing to do with who wears the crown when the king dies. Oh, I spit with anger when I think of Philip and that girl.
It's the king's right, Mother. But I shall still inherit the crown.
I am a queen. And no one must forget that.
No one does.
A queen has rights also. An eye for an eye. A life for a life.
What are you doing, Mother?
Hand me my lyre.
You're not going through those rituals again, are you? Mother...
Eye for eye, tooth for tooth, foot for foot, burning for burning,
Mother.
Wound for wound, life for life.
Mother. Mother, no! Cleopatra.
Alexander?
I'm over here by the cypress tree.
I was surprised when I heard you were in Pella.
Isn't it strange? You're married to my father, and yet in all these months we've hardly said two words to one another.
Does the king know you're here?
No. I wanted to see only you. That's why I had one of my trusted lieutenants give you my message. How is my father?
I don't know him very well. I wonder if I ever will. He's not an easy person to get close to. Perhaps it's the difference in our ages.
Strange, when you think of it. Of the entire royal family, you and I are the youngest.
How old are you?
I shall be 20 the next moonrise. Cleopatra, I came secretly back to Pella to talk to you. You know I'm living with my mother, the queen, in Epirus. And it has upset her greatly that you had a son. And I'm afraid for you and for him, so I'm here to warn you.
You're talking as if she could hurt us in some way.
Well, I'm not sure what powers she may have. When I was young, she could tame snakes by winding them around her body.
Oh.
The day I left the Epirus, she went into a trance which I know was intended to harm you.
Oh, but what can I do? I didn't want to marry your father. Believe me, Alexander. I loved another man. I still do. But I had no choice.
All I can do is to say, Cleopatra, be on your guard.
Oh, if only we could read her mind. Look into the future.
Did you say... Wait.
Hmm?
Yes, yes. That there is a way.
To see what the gods already know?
Yes. The oracle of Apollo. Apollo at Delphi, right below the twin peaks of Mount Parnassus. I've never asked the oracle anything. If you and I could go to Delphi together...
Philip has left for Corinth. A meeting of sovereign states. He'll be gone a long time.
Do you have a nurse to whom you could entrust the baby while you're gone?
Oh, yes.
Are you willing to start tomorrow?
Tomorrow morning.
At dawn.
Oh.
Now, I would guess, riding steadily, we could arrive on the slopes of Mount Parnassus in 2 days.
Oh, Alexander, can we stop climbing for a moment? Mice aren't used to climbing over rocks and through bushes.
No, Cleopatra, we cannot stop. Look up there. See those white marble shrines?
Oh, yes. Oh, suddenly they're very close. If it's really true that the answers given by the oracle to your questions are the true answers...
Hundreds of thousands of pilgrims have walked up this mountainside to the sacred city. Worshippers have gathered here for centuries. Of course our questions will be answered with the truth. But don't stop walking, Cleopatra. We're almost there.
I'm frightened. Alexander! Where did you just go?
To place my offering of gold on the altar. Now, as soon as we see the high priestess, we'll ask the question we want answered.
Oh, I'm afraid. What are we asking?
If you and your baby will be safe from harm. High priestess, O oracle of Apollo, it is I, Alexander of the royal house of Macedon, who have come here to consult you. I have brought with me the second wife of my father, King Philip of Macedon. Her name is Cleopatra, and she too wishes to consult you.
Cleopatra, say something.
Is it my turn?
Yes, yes, go on.
Oracle, I beg you to give us the true answers to our questions. Our lives may depend on it.
Oracle, this is why we are here. I am afraid there may be a danger to Cleopatra and her infant son. If this is so, please tell us how to fight this force to keep them both safe. And if there is no danger, please reassure us. Cleopatra?
Alexander has said everything. Just tell us, am I or my son in any danger?
Cleopatra, are you all right? You look white as those marble steps.
Alexander, I was so frightened. And all those strange noises, what did they mean?
The priest translated it for me. I think it's good news.
Oh.
The oracle said there is no danger to the young.
No danger? That means my baby is safe.
Cleopatra, since neither you nor I are very old, I also took it to mean there is no danger to us, either.
Cousin Pausanias, I have sent for you so that we could talk.
I was happy to come to Epirus, my queen.
I need your advice, your help.
Queen Olympias, I'll be glad to do anything.
Pausanias, you must call me cousin. After all, we are related.
Yes, I know that, but I can't forget that you are the queen.
Well said. I wish more of my subjects felt that way. To begin with, I want to tell you how sorry I am. Oh, now, you needn't say anything. We both know the sorrow I refer to. I only found out much later of dear Cleopatra's affection for you and your love for her.
What could I have done against the king?
May I confess to you, cousin? I am ashamed of the man I married. How wicked he was, I found out too late. I was no older than your dear Cleopatra when Philip took me away from my dear father and carried me off to Macedonia.
Why, I had no idea.
I have often thought that death is the only way to vindicate my dishonor.
What I can't bear is the thought of her with him. I lie awake at night. Each night I can't bear to think of her.
I know, cousin, I know. The gods cry for revenge. And because Philip does not deserve to live, in the eyes of the gods, I am as guilty as he. But I am only a woman. My hands have never held a dagger.
Queen Olympias, I shall avenge you. I shall avenge Cleopatra and myself.
Will you swear to it?
Oh, I would like to, but
do you have the purpose, the strength of will?
I don't know. I hope so.
You're not sure? But you are sure the king doesn't deserve to live.
I've never murdered a man before.
It is not murder. You are obeying the will of the gods. Cousin, you have taken a great weight from my shoulders.
I know I have. I feel the weight on mine.
Alexander, this is a surprise. Come to visit your father, have you? How long have you been here in Pella?
Oh, a few days. I thought you were in Corinth.
I was. Our meeting ended sooner than I thought. No one could agree, so I decided to leave. You've been seeing Cleopatra, I understand. Do you like her? How's your mother? Coming back to Pella or remaining in Epirus indefinitely?
Mother is still upset over what Attalus said at your wedding.
You mean about the lawful successor? Olympias is upset about nothing. So were you. The old general said something foolish. I behaved like a corporal who couldn't hold his wine. It was all ridiculous. I apologize, Alexander. By the way, you haven't congratulated me on my new son.
Oh. Yes, I meant to. Congratulations.
Cleopatra gave me no heir to the kingdom. She gave me a son. You're the only heir to this land, Alexander. As I told you long ago when you tamed that horse, even Macedonia is too small a kingdom for you.
Father, I have a lot to be sorry for.
The men who have served me want to serve under you. They call themselves the Friends of Alexander. I missed you, son. I need you. Will you come back?
Father, if you knew what I've... all these years, I... oh, never mind.
Say it, son.
Pulled one way by mother, pulled another way by you. Well, that's all over now. I'll come back so we can be together. And fight together. Side by side. I've missed you too, Father.
Cleopatra. Cleopatra, are you awake?
Who is it?
It's me, Pausanias.
Pausanias?
Shh. I don't want to be discovered in the bedchamber of the king's wife.
I never thought I'd see you again. I'm getting out of bed. I want to see your face. Come out here to the balcony. The moon is bright.
Is this the baby's crib?
Yes. Be careful. I don't want him to wake. Oh, my darling. It is you. Why are you here?
Cleopatra.
Oh, don't hold me so close, please.
I'll never let you go again, Cleopatra. Never.
Oh, my poor Pausanias. Let me look at you. Oh, you've changed. How long has it been?
Almost a year.
Your dear face is so careworn. Let me touch it.
Oh, Cleopatra. Oh,
put your arms around me again, my darling. Tell me everything will turn out all right.
My darling Cleopatra, the gods will smile again. I promise I will make them smile.
Cleopatra. Is that you on the balcony? Who are you talking to? You woke me up. Who is this? What is this? You, whoever you are,
Stay right where you are. Don't move.
Philip, it's an old friend. He came to see me.
I don't want to hear lies, slut. So a man is in the bedchamber of my wife. His arms around her. An old friend, is he? Stop that baby's noise.
You're hurting my arm.
Go to the child.
King Philip, you've no reason to hurt Cleopatra.
What have you done? You stabbed.
I did it, Cleopatra. I came with this dagger. The gods told do it. I was waiting to avenge his sins.
I'm dying. Get some help. Someone.
It was the only way, Cleopatra. I didn't think it would be so soon. The gods willed it. He had to die.
Go, Pisanius. Run. Save yourself.
But the young man who assassinated King Philip could not save himself. He was cut down by the royal guards. And thus, Alexander, barely 20 years old, came to the throne as the result of violence. And as long as he lived, he would know very little peace. I shall return shortly.
I was at an airport once, and I saw a poor guy lying out on the floor there, and a dozen people standing around watching this fella lying on the floor, not knowing what to do.
2 million Americans have epilepsy.
Unparalleled age, through the voices of radio, we can soar into the sky and tunnel the earth, move backwards and forwards in time, and share the lives of kings, villains, and heroes of any age. To commemorate the start of our 8th season, Mystery Theater is recreating the legend of Alexander the Great. Our next drama will reveal the dangers this 20-year-old warrior king must overcome to survive. I'll be with you then. Our cast included Russell Horton, E.V. Juster, Ian Martin, and Cork Benson. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale.
You like war, Your Majesty.
General, I enjoy it.
Too bad. You may enjoy less of it now that we have surrendered. All other city-states will do the same. They'll say if Thebes capitulates, we had better also.
And will Athens?
They do much talking there. I'm not sure about their fighting.
Well, then, General, you believe that all the Greek city-states will fall into line and join me so that together we can challenge Darius of Persia?
I do believe that.
Your opinion could make a man quite conceited. How do all those city-states know I can wage war and win? Their only experience has been with my father. He subdued them.
They will come to realize it, King Alexander, as we have.
And I'm only beginning.
This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.